Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. I'm mad that I had to respond on Twitter to my guy Colin Cowherd because that's my radio hero. That's my radio idol. That's my guy. That's the GOAT. But every once in a while, you know, you have to respond. So he, you know, I've been talking about this whole thing with the Lakers have engaged in trade talks with New Orleans again, obviously, and they've offered up, according to Mark Stein, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and the number 4 pick for AD. But a huge sticking point, according to various people, whether it's LA Times beat reporter or Mark Stein, is Kyle Kuzma. That the Lakers don't want to part with Kyle Kuzma, and yeah, for me, it's like if Kyle Kuzma is the difference between landing Anthony Davis or not, what are you even? This should take all of 0.9 seconds for you to give up Kyle Kuzma. You know, and you know, a lot of people said don't do it. I mean, Colin Cowherd had a take today. He said, Lakers, don't give up the farm for Anthony Davis. You'll become the Knicks when they got Carmelo Anthony. Stand firm and never, ever negotiate against yourself. See, here's the difference. When the Knicks gave up the farm to get Carmelo Anthony, they were now left with just Carmelo Anthony. You could give up a lot of those young pieces, and now the difference is the Lakers have LeBron James. I agree. If the Lakers didn't, let's say LeBron was still in Cleveland. Let's say LeBron was still in Cleveland.
Right.
And the Lakers team was those young guys. If I'm LA and I didn't have LeBron, then yeah, I wouldn't give up. I would not give up Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo, and the number 4 pick for Anthony Davis. I wouldn't do that. But the difference is, you have LeBron James, and you team up LeBron James with Anthony Davis, and you are a contender immediately. And the other thing is this. The other thing is this. You ever maybe aren't totally interested in doing something on the surface, but then you find out someone else is going, oh, wait, so he's going to be there? Okay. And then you find out someone else is like, oh, he's also going to be there on Saturday? And then all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, it's like hanging out.
You're hanging out. You're like, I don't know, I'm not trying to go to that. Hey, oh, wait, man, this guy's coming. That guy's coming. You're like,
oh, wait, Corey's going to be there?
Oh, Corey's going to. Oh, I guess I'll come. I'll come. That's what this could be like is, you know, a lot of these free agents right now aren't interested in LA for a variety of reasons. I mean, the drama of Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss and all that stuff. But a lot of it, too, is like the situation's kind of like, ooh, I don't know about stuff. But all of a sudden Anthony Davis show up and it's like, oh, so AD's going to be there? Oh, wait, so it's going to be LeBron and AD? Okay. Okay, that changes things a little bit. It's kind of like how, I Hollywood works with movies. There might be a script or a movie or a role or whatever that on the surface, and Hollywood actors like, no, I'm not doing that. But what do they always do? Well, listen, this person's in. Like, I bet that's a little bit how Ocean's 11 worked. They got Clooney, and then they went to Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt was like, oh, I don't know about this. Well, hey, George is in. Oh, George is in? Okay, I'm in. And then they went to Matt Damon, and Matt Damon was like, I don't know. I mean, a bank robbing the Bellagio? I don't know about all that. Well, did we tell you that we got Brad Pitt and George Clooney? Oh, you got Pitt and George? Okay, no, I'm in. You see what I'm saying? Like, or there's a lot more collaborating in hip hop. Man, I'm not trying to be on that track. Well, Wayne is on it. Oh, wait, Wayne's on it? Oh, wait, Wayne's already spit his verse? Okay. I'm not sure. I know. Oh, did we tell you that we got Wayne and Kendrick on it already? Really? Okay, well, yeah. All right, well, I'll get you my 16 bars by Thursday, okay? Point is, you can change the complexion of your situation as well. Because right now, let's be honest, I totally get, I can get how some people look at this situation, they're like, what a, I mean, Magic, Pelinka, all this stuff seemed drama, I'm not trying to hop on board with that, right? I get it. But all of a sudden, with the addition of Anthony Davis, all of a sudden, you got yourself a legitimate contender. And all of a sudden now you also are like, you have a plan, you have a direction, you have a thing. Right now, the Lakers are just like, everything's to be determined. You don't even know what they are. You know, it's like, because at this point, like we're talking about Ingram, Kuzma, all these people could be gone. So you don't even know what you're assessing. Basically, it's like right now, if you go to the Lakers website and you can click on roster and they prop up a team picture, it should just be LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, here's our team picture. And it's just like LeBron with a bunch of empty seats around him.
And he's Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd.
Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd and LeBron. They're like, how are you? Go Lakers. All right. Like, that's pretty much what this is. That's what this is. It's like the Ocean's 11 movie poster. Before, it's just like, it's nothing. And then all of a sudden, Clooney's up there. And it's Clooney and nothing. And then it's Clooney and Pitt. And then it's Clooney, Pitt, and Matt Damon. And before you know it, you're like, oh, we got a little something here. Okay, wait a minute now. We got a little something here. So it's just, it's a no-brainer. Again, I don't, like, some people I think are too close, you know, they can't see the forest through the trees. Like, they're too in it, you know? Like, it's like, I want to go to David Griffin or to all these different, David Griffin and Rob Pelinka, and just like, guys, whoa. Kyle Kuzma? What? But we've all done that, right? We've all been like, man, I'm not trying to go to that thing on Friday. Well, this guy's going to be there. Yeah, okay. Well, anybody else? Well, then that guy's going to be there. All right, I'll come. Act like you haven't done that before. Act like you haven't done that before.
100%.
You have absolutely done that before.
Like, I've told somebody I'm not going, and then literally a day later, like, oh yeah, so and so's gonna be there. I was like, hold up,
or
yeah, I'm coming,
or you go, I'll go if you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Or It's better, like, listen, I'll go if you go.
My 10-year reunion for high school this year, my twin sister, I was like, I'm not going unless you're going.
Yeah,
she's like, well, I'll go. Are you going? I was like,
if you go, I go. So I imagine there's some people that are maybe that are looking at all these situations and go, if Anthony Davis goes, I might think about it.
Kemba Walker.
Whoever. I mean,
Jimmy Butler.
Whoever. Maybe all of a sudden AD's there, and all of a sudden it's like, Lakers, I've always loved ya.
Right.
But you don't. I mean, we've all done, I'm not going. And then you hear, well, that guy's going. I'll go. Or you go, I'll go if you go. That's yeah. Adam says exactly. Watch LA end up with Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and AD after it's all over. Do you imagine an Ocean's 11 version of like the basket? All those guys. Adam Silver would be like, well, hold on now. The Lakers have signed the following players: Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. They've traded for Anthony Davis. Be like, well, hold on now. Hold on. All right, coming up next, Kevin Kugler. He's drinking tea right now, probably getting his pipes ready to go for the weekend and the weeks of the College World Series. We'll pick Coug's brain on a variety of things next.